This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Less than a week after Hurricane Ida ravaged the U.S. Gulf Coast, President Joe Biden was in Louisiana Friday to get an up-close view of the damage and offer assistance from the federal government. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
Uprooted trees and blue tarps covering shredded houses could be seen as Air Force One was landing.
I promise we're going to have your back so this gets done.
The president heard from people like Jacqueline Hotard, the president of St. John the Baptist Parish.
Our immediate needs are power, water, communications, and financial assistance.
The president wants to see the rebuilding hold up when the next big storm hits.
It seems to me we can save a whole lot of money and a whole lot of pain for our constituents if we build back, we build it back in a better way.
Deputies are warning people returning to areas outside New Orleans to come equipped like survivalists because of the lack of basic services. I'm Ed Donahue.
Police went door to door in search of more possible victims and drew up lists of the missing as the death toll continued to rise Friday in the catastrophic flooding set off across the Northeast by the remnants of Hurricane Ida. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says Ida took a terrible toll.
The deaths that have been confirmed would be 15. We have two right here in Westchester, and there was an individual missing who has now been confirmed dead. And again, it's hard to even read those numbers because those numbers are people.
More than 3 days after the hurricane blew ashore in Louisiana, the storm's rainy remnants hit the Northeast with surprising fury Wednesday and Thursday, submerging cars, swamping subway stations and basement apartments, and drowning scores of people in five states.